A day after a massive suicide car bomb attack killed more than 40 people and wounded scores more outside India's diplomatic mission in Kabul, a spokesman for President Karzai said investigators believe that a foreign intelligence agency was behind the attack. Humayun Hamidzadeh said that although the investigation is still continuing, officials believe they already have evidence that the attack had significant foreign support.
The sophistication of this attack and the kind of material that was used in it, and the specific targeting, and everything has the hallmark of a particular intelligence agency that has conducted similar terrorist acts inside Afghanistan in the past.
In June, Afghan officials accused Pakistan's spy agency of being directly involved in April's assassination attempt against President Karzai. But at a news conference in Kabul on Tuesday, Hamidzadeh refused to directly blame Pakistan in the bombing targeting its historical rival, India.
We believe firmly that there is a particular intelligence agency behind it. I'm not going to name it anymore. I think it's pretty obvious.
Pakistani officials have strongly denied the government was involved in the Karzai assassination attempt or the Indian embassy bombing. Rehman Malik, the head of Pakistan's interior ministry, told a group of reporters in Islamabad that no part of the government played any role in the bombing.
Pakistan aisi cheezon mein involved nahi hota, na hi hamare fayde mein. Hamare liye safe Afghanistan.
He said Pakistan does not involve itself in such acts because it is not in its interest. He said that for Pakistanis, a safe Afghanistan is a guarantee for a safe Pakistan. Pakistan's top intelligence agency, called the ISI, had fostered close ties with Afghanistan's Taliban government until 2001. Pakistan officially turned against its ally before the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan, and since then has been praised as a close U.S. ally in the war against terrorism. But in recent years, continuing attacks by Taliban militants in Afghanistan and Pakistan have strained relations between the two countries and raised questions about whether Pakistan's intelligence agency truly cut all ties with its former Taliban allies. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.